All right, so we're diving into Nexus Magazine this time.
Issue 3.
Issue 3, yeah.
It's a really fascinating one.
It is. A lot to unpack.
Yeah, for anyone who hasn't checked out Nexus before, I mean, it really is, it's kind of exploring.
It's a unique publication.
It is.
I think unique is a good word for it.
Yeah.
It's exploring this kind of like bleeding edge of human potential, mm-hmm. and really where AI, longevity, even spiritual intelligence.
They all converge.
They all converge.
Yeah.
It's kind of wild.
It's a unique blend. Hard science bumping up against ancient wisdom.
Yeah. And
this,
they make it all relevant to like how we live today.
Exactly. And this issue just came out a couple weeks ago, November 5th.
2024. Just a couple weeks ago.
But it's already got me thinking about 2050.
Yeah. At least.
Yeah, and beyond.
Absolutely. So,
one of the biggest things on everyone's mind, I think, not just in the magazine, but like in the world at large right now is AI.
Absolutely.
I mean, are we looking at a workplace revolution?
Right.
Or a mass exodus of jobs as we know it?
Yeah, I mean, it's that question, isn't it?
$1 million question.
And it's not just theoretical anymore.
Oh, not at all.
Nexus even includes this podcast episode.
I love this.
Called Conversations with Xena.
Yeah.
Where the editor is actually chatting with his AI colleague.
It's very meta.
It is.
But I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Because it just drives home the point.
Totally.
That this isn't like some far-off science fiction thing. It's here.
Yeah.
And it's changing how we work, think, create.
Yeah. The whole nine yards.
Absolutely.
But the question is, are those changes ultimately good or bad?
Right.
You know?
That's the question.
And Nexus presents some pretty contrasting viewpoints on that, right?
We do.
Yeah.
There is this, I think, a very understandable undercurrent of anxiety.
Sure.
About AI taking over jobs.
Right.
But then you have these other voices,
yeah.
kind of these visionaries who see AI as this tool for immense positive change.
Like Jensen Huang.
Yes.
Yeah.
The CEO of NVIDIA.
Yeah. His prediction really stood out to me.
Which one are you thinking of?
That we'll all be CEOs of our own AI agents.
Yeah. It's bold.
It's bold.
It's more than just a prediction, though. I think it's a glimpse into how we might be interacting with AI. On a daily basis.
So what do you mean by that?
Like, imagine you're not just using AI, right. you're managing it.
Uh-huh.
You're directing it almost like a team member to achieve your goals.
Okay. But if we're all CEOs of AI, does that mean we're all running some kind of massive company?
Well.
Or is this a different kind of CEO?
No, that's a great point.
Yeah.
That's where the concept of artificial general intelligence or AGI comes in.
Okay, so AGI.
AGI.
What is that?
So, essentially, AGI is AI that can perform any intellectual task that a human being can.
So that's different than what we have now.
Very different.
Which is more specialized AIs.
Right. It's the next level up from what we have today.
Okay. So if AI gets that smart, are we still the ones in charge?
That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like, it's funny. That's a debate that's raging, not just in science fiction, but in the very real world of AI development.
Yep. Tons of movies have kind of explored that.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't usually end well for us.
No, not usually.
But Nexus does offer a more optimistic perspective, right?
Yes, from Dario Amodè, the CEO of Anthropic.
Okay, so what's his take?
So Amodè believes we're heading toward a future he calls powerful AI.
Okay.
And he sees this advanced AI as a force for incredible progress, accelerating breakthroughs in science, medicine, economics, even democracy within a decade. So it's almost like he's saying, instead of fearing AI, let's harness its power to solve some of humanity's biggest challenges.
But he's not worried about it becoming too powerful.
Well, he acknowledges the risks, but believes that with careful development and ethical guidelines, we can mitigate those risks and unlock AI's incredible potential for good.
So we've got AI potentially changing the workplace, maybe even our whole definition of work.
Yeah.
We've got these contrasting visions of the future, some hopeful, some a bit more dystopian.
Right, right.
But Nexus doesn't stop there, right?
No.
What's next?
They don't.
Yeah.
Well, after AI, they dive into another topic that's always fascinated humans, longevity.
Of course.
They have this really interesting segment on geroscience.
Okay, now.
Which is a field focused not just on living longer, but on extending our health span, the number of years we spend in good health.
So not just quantity, but quality of life.
Exactly.
Okay, I can get on board with that.
Yeah.
Because who wants to live to 150 if you're spending most of that time in a nursing home?
Exactly.
But is that even possible?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah, can we actually control how we age?
So Nexus explores the various factors that influence longevity, starting with our genes.
Okay.
There's this whole debate around whether our genes are destiny or whether lifestyle choices can override those genetic predispositions.
So nature versus nurture.
The classic debate.
The age-old question.
It never goes away.
Where does Nexus land?
Well, they do a good job of, they present both sides of the argument.
Okay.
They highlight research that points to the significant role of genetics,
uh-huh,
while also showcasing studies that demonstrate the powerful impact of lifestyle choices. Things like diet, exercise, stress management on how we age.
So it's probably a bit of both.
Probably.
Our genes give us a blueprint, but...
But the choices we make.
Yeah, we can influence the outcome.
Absolutely.
Speaking of living our lives, Nexus had something in this issue about slowing down.
Yes. It's almost radical, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
In a world that's constantly speeding up, it seems almost counterintuitive.
It does. And it's especially interesting considering how much of the issue focuses on... like these fast-paced advancements like AI.
Right.
It's almost like they're saying, okay, we have all this incredible technology.
Yeah.
But are we forgetting something essential?
About being human.
Yes. About what it means to be human.
Okay, so how do they approach this idea of slowing down?
Well, they have this piece by the editor.
Yeah.
It's a very personal essay.
Okay.
Where he talks about his own journey with contemplative practices.
Okay.
Meditation, mindfulness, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And he argues that these practices are not just about relaxation.
Right.
They're actually key to enhancing longevity and emotional intelligence.
So taking time to chill out can actually help us live longer.
It sounds counterintuitive, but the research is there.
And make us more emotionally intelligent.
So it's like this.
That sounds too good to be true.
I know. It's like a hidden superpower we all have access to.
Okay.
And it ties into this bigger theme that Nexus explores, spiritual intelligence.
I was just going to say, yeah.
They even recommend a YouTube video about protecting your time from information overload.
Oh, interesting.
Which I thought was super relevant.
You have to check that out.
Yeah, definitely worth a watch.
Okay, so now we've got AI, longevity, and spiritual intelligence.
All connected.
All in the mix.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see how they're weaving these seemingly separate ideas together.
It's brilliant, right?
It is, but what's the main takeaway here?
How does it all connect?
Yeah, in the big picture.
Well, I think Nexus is making the case that navigating the future isn't just about embracing technological advancements like AI.
Uh-huh.
It's also about cultivating inner wisdom and mindfulness.
Makes sense.
It's about finding that balance between the external world and the inner world.
So it's like, if we're going to be CEOs of our own AI agents,
yes,
as Jensen Huang predicted, we better make sure we're also CEOs of our own minds and spirits.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay.
That's exactly it.
So that's where spiritual intelligence comes
in. It is.
Yeah.
It's the key to making wise choices.
About everything.
About, well, not just about AI.
Yeah.
But about how we want to live, how we want to age.
Right.
And ultimately, what kind of future we want to create.
So what's next on our deep dive agenda?
Oh, we've only just begun.
I feel like we've barely scratched the surface.
We've got a lot more to unpack.
Of what Nexus has to offer.
Get ready to dig even deeper into the world of AI and its impact on the workplace, the fascinating research around extending lifespan and health span, and how we can all cultivate that inner wisdom to navigate these exciting and sometimes unsettling changes ahead.
Sounds like a plan.
Let's dive back in. You know, it's funny.
What's that?
We talk about all this incredible potential of AI, but I feel like so many people are still stuck on this image of robots stealing our jobs.
I get it.
You know?
Change can be scary, especially when it comes to something as fundamental as work.
Absolutely.
And Nexus doesn't shy away from those concerns, right?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
They actually dedicate a good chunk of this issue to exploring both sides of that debate.
Okay.
The fear of AI-driven job displacement versus the hope for a truly revolutionized workplace.
So what does that revolution look like?
What does it look like?
Yeah, according to Nexus.
Well,
is it all sunshine and roses?
Right.
Or are there some genuine downsides we need to prepare for?
I don't think it's about painting a utopian picture.
Okay.
They acknowledge that some jobs will inevitably be automated.
Right.
But they also highlight the potential for AI to create entirely new industries and roles that we can't even imagine yet.
It's like trying to explain the internet to someone back in the 50s.
Exactly.
They wouldn't even have the framework to understand what you're talking about.
Right. It's mind-blowing to think about it.
Totally.
And even for jobs that aren't completely replaced, AI is likely to change the nature of the work itself.
Okay.
Think about doctors, for example.
Okay.
AI could help them diagnose diseases more accurately, analyze medical images, even assist with surgery.
So instead of replacing doctors, it becomes this powerful tool that enhances their capabilities.
Exactly.
Frees them up to focus on more complex or human-centered aspects of care.
I think that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And that idea of AI augmenting human skills rather than replacing humans altogether is a recurring theme in Nexus.
Yeah,
it's not about AI versus humans. Yeah. It's about AI and humans working together.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But if AI is taking over those more routine tasks, what happens to the people who are doing those jobs?
Right. So it's great that AI can help a doctor. But what about the lab technician?
Right. Exactly.
Whose job is now being done by an algorithm.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where the idea of upskilling comes in.
Yeah.
Nexus really stresses the importance of lifelong learning and adaptability in this rapidly evolving landscape.
So basically, we all need to be constantly learning and evolving.
And to stay ahead of the AI curve.
Which sounds kind of exhausting, to be honest.
It is. It's a challenge.
Yeah.
But Nexus also frames it as an opportunity.
Light.
Right. As AI takes over those more mundane tasks, it frees us up to focus on things that are uniquely human.
Right.
Critical thinking, creativity, emotional intelligence, complex problem solving.
The things that AI, at least for now, can't replicate.
Exactly. Right. And those are the skills that will be in high demand.
In this new AI-driven economy.
Precisely. Yeah. So it's not just about learning new technical skills.
Yeah.
It's about honing those uniquely human abilities.
That will make us valuable collaborators.
In the future.
In this AI-powered future.
Okay, so let's shift gears a bit. Talk about that other big topic from Nexus.
Longevity. Yeah.
We touched on geroscience earlier.
We did.
This idea of not just living longer, but living healthier for longer.
Right.
What are some of the specific things researchers are looking at?
To make that a reality.
Yeah.
Well, one area focuses is understanding the fundamental mechanisms of aging.
Okay.
Scientists are really trying to unravel what happens at a cellular level that causes us to age.
Is it all about those telomeres we hear so much about?
Telomeres?
The little caps on our chromosomes that supposedly get shorter as we age?
That's one piece of the puzzle.
Okay.
But they're also looking at things like cellular senescence.
Okay.
Where cells stop dividing but don't die off.
Sort of like zombie cells.
Yeah, kind of like zombie cells.
That contribute to inflammation and tissue damage.
Okay, that's a little creepy.
It is a little creepy.
So how do they plan to combat these cellular zombies?
So one promising avenue is the development of senolytics, which are drugs that specifically target and eliminate those senescent cells.
So the idea being that by clearing out those zombie cells, we can improve tissue function.
And potentially slow down the aging process.
It's like a cellular spring cleaning.
I like that. Yeah.
Get rid of the junk. And everything runs smoother.
Exactly. And there's also a lot of buzz around caloric restriction mimetics.
Okay, caloric restriction mimetics. So that's a mouthful.
It is.
Well, what is that?
So these are compounds that mimic the beneficial effects of calorie restriction on longevity.
Calorie restriction, isn't that where you basically starve yourself to live longer?
It's not quite starvation.
Yeah.
But it does involve significantly reducing your calorie intake.
Yeah. I don't think I'm on board with that approach.
It's definitely not a sustainable lifestyle.
Yeah, I can imagine.
For most people.
So these mimetics would theoretically give you the longevity benefits
Right.
without the extreme dieting.
That's the hope.
Okay.
It's still early days,
Yeah.
but there's a lot of excitement
Yeah.
around the potential of these compounds.
Okay, so it all sounds very sci-fi, but also incredibly hopeful.
It is hopeful.
If we can actually understand and control the aging process,
Right.
it raises all sorts of questions about what it means to be human.
Absolutely.
What's the limit? Can we live to 200, 300?
Right.
Is there even a limit?
Is there a limit? Those
Yeah.
are questions that Nexus grapples with as well.
Okay.
But they also remind us that longevity isn't just about adding years to our lives.
Okay.
It's about adding life to our years.
Okay, so it's not just quantity,
Yeah.
it's about quality.
It's about maintaining our vitality, our cognitive function, our ability to experience the world and connect with others.
And speaking of quality, didn't Nexus have something in this issue about the role of the microbiome in longevity?
It did.
That whole gut bacteria thing?
Gut bacteria, yeah.
Always
It's
fascinating.
a fascinating area of research.
It
It's
is.
becoming increasingly clear that the trillions of bacteria living in our gut
Yeah.
play a crucial role in our overall health.
Okay.
And there's growing evidence that they may even influence how long we live.
So the key to a long and healthy life could be as simple as taking care of our gut bacteria.
It's a paradigm shift.
It is. It's kind of amazing and kind of gross at the same
I'd
time.
say it's wild,
Yeah.
but it makes sense when you consider how interconnected everything is. Our diet, our lifestyle, our gut bacteria, our genes, it's all part of this complex web
Well,
that
yeah.
influences our health and longevity.
It's like that butterfly effect thing, right?
Exactly.
One small change in one area can have ripple effects
Throughout the whole system.
throughout the whole system.
Yeah, and that brings us back to the core message of Nexus,
Ah.
this interconnectedness
Yeah.
of seemingly disparate areas like AI, longevity, and spiritual intelligence.
I'm really starting to see the big picture here.
Good.
It's not just about embracing technology
Huh.
or extending our lifespan.
Right.
It's about finding this holistic approach to well-being
I think that's a great way to put it.
that acknowledges the interconnectedness of our minds, our bodies, and our spirits.
Well said.
Okay, before we move on,
Yeah.
I have to ask, this whole conversation about AI, longevity, and spiritual intelligence,
Yeah.
is it actually changing what it means to be human?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is. I mean, are we on the verge of something truly unprecedented?
And Nexus dives right into the heart of that question. But
Okay.
you'll have to stay tuned
All right.
to hear their take on it.
Sounds like a cliffhanger.
A little bit of a cliffhanger.
We'll be back soon for the final part of our deep dive into Nexus Magazine, Issue 3.
Don't go anywhere.
All right, so we're back. And before the break,
Yeah.
we were really grappling with this question of,
Anyone?
yeah,
Yeah.
whether all these advancements, AI, longevity, spiritual intelligence,
Right.
are they actually changing?
What it means to be human.
Yeah, what it means to be
It's a
human.
big one.
And Nexus.
Doesn't try to give a simple answer.
Of course not.
No.
No easy answers.
Yeah.
Just more questions.
More questions, yeah.
Classic Nexus.
Always pushing us
Yeah.
to think for ourselves.
Exactly.
But one of the things I think they point out that I thought was really interesting is that even with all this technology
Yeah.
evolving at warp speed,
Right.
our fundamental human needs and desires
Yeah.
haven't really changed that much.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
We might be, obsessed with the latest gadgets,
Yeah.
but deep down, we still crave connection, purpose,
We're
meaning,
still human.
yeah, all those things that make us human.
Exactly. And Nexus argues that those core needs
Yeah.
should be guiding our approach to technology, not the other way around.
So instead of letting tech dictate our lives,
Right.
we should be using it to create a world
Yes.
where those human needs are met more fully.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a great way to put it.
And that's where spiritual intelligence
Yes.
becomes so crucial.
It really does.
Because it's not enough to just have the tech.
Right.
We need the wisdom
The wisdom.
to use it wisely.
Yes,
And
absolutely.
Nexus really emphasizes,
Cultivating that inner wisdom,
yeah.
compassion, mindfulness, all that good stuff.
It's like, if we're going to be building a future with AI,
Yeah.
we need to make sure our own,
Internal operating systems.
yeah, our own internal operating systems are up to date as well.
I love that analogy.
And what's really interesting is that Nexus actually suggests
Okay.
that AI could play a role in helping us reconnect with our humanity.
Isn't that interesting?
Wait, really?
Yeah.
How is that supposed to work?
Well, I mean, think about it this way.
Yeah.
As AI takes over those more routine, mundane tasks, it frees up our time and energy to focus on things that are truly meaningful.
So instead of spending our days on autopilot,
right,
we could have more space for creativity, connection, personal growth.
All the things that make life worth living.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's almost like AI could create the conditions for a renaissance of human potential.
Wow.
A kind of conscious evolution.
That's a really powerful idea.
It is.
So it's not about fearing the future.
No.
It's about actively shaping it.
Yeah.
Using all the tools at our disposal.
All the tools.
Including AI.
Right.
To create a future where technology and humanity can thrive together.
Absolutely. I love that.
And Nexus reminds us.
But this isn't something that just happens to us.
Right.
It's a choice we make every day.
Well, after this deep dive,
yeah.
I feel both incredibly inspired and maybe a little overwhelmed.
It's a lot.
Yeah. There's so much to consider.
Yeah. So much.
So many possibilities.
So many possibilities. But I think,
yeah.
You know, Nexus does a brilliant job of laying out the landscape.
I agree.
And giving us a framework for navigating these complex issues.
Absolutely. For anyone listening who hasn't already checked out Nexus, I highly recommend picking up issue 3.
It's a mind expander for sure.
Yeah. It's a real mind expander.
It doesn't just inform, it inspires.
Well, on that note.
Yeah.
We've reached the end of our deep dive.
I can't believe it.
Thanks for joining us on this exploration of the frontiers of human potential.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Keep exploring. Keep questioning.
Keep learning.
And keep that spiritual intelligence sharp.
Absolutely. See you next time.